welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I have the honor of being a guest host today while Dr. Pat is on vacation, a well-deserved one at that. And I'm just excited to be here, not just because it's a great show, but also because I have a wonderful guest with me who shall be named in just a minute. I want to give everybody a heads up before we get started, though. If you feel a little off balance, if you're wondering what's going on, why everybody's acting a bit crazy, and maybe you're a little emotional today or started maybe yesterday, do not wonder anymore. We are actually experiencing what people call solar flares and a very light geomagnetic storm. And I'll leave it at that because that is enough information. But it often happens during those times that communication is a little irate, to put it that way. Okay. Now, for the next hour, we'll talk about collaboration, love, fear of collaboration, and all of those good things. And in order for us to really be able to do that, I first want to ask you all to do something that I do on my show, because very often we may be listening to the radio, we may be listening to a show while we're multitasking, and I really would like you to just take a moment to sort of center ourselves. We center ourselves just by taking a very deep breath in. So just try it with me if you can. Just take a deep breath in, sort of pull it up towards your throat area, hold it there for a moment, and then release it out as hard as you can. And you can shake your hands a little bit. That's fun, isn't it? Okay, let's do it one more time. Pull breath up. Okay, hold it and release. Okay. Now, what that does is really sort of gets rid of a bit of negativity that may just have attached itself to you or any of the stresses we may experience because of the season, trying to get ready for 2012 and all the good stuff that may or may not happen. Now, one of the good things that happens today is that I have a wonderful person who I love dearly, who is a mentor, a visionary, a mystic. I don't know what else to say. Malati Drew is here with me today. Are you there, Malati?
I am here, Natalie. Honored to be here with you today.
I am happy we are connecting, and we'll see how long it lasts today.
Yes, we will.
Because
we seem to be going
this,
in and out.
When we planned this, you were, I think, in Colorado, and now you're on the road somewhere.
I am on the road. I'm actually in Texas at the moment. So, unexpectedly in Texas at the moment.
Well, Texas,
so
I heard, had a lot of snow.
I apologize for the bad connection.
Oh, but you sound good as always. Did you have a decent or even a good holiday season so far?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been just a monumental experience to be able to be here and to celebrate the way that I celebrate holidays in a very different way, just from a point of gratitude and of knowingness.
Yeah. Now, on my show, I always have a question that I like to ask people, and I know that you're going to have the perfect answer for this one before we talk about all the other things that I have on my mind. How well do you think you know yourself? You knew that was coming.
That's a great question.
Yay!
I think that it's a daily practice. I think it's a very much a daily practice, but I know that I know much more about myself than I did yesterday. And I know that I know much more about myself than I did the day before, because each and every day I'm committed to waking up and co-creating with Source and just asking, you know, what can I learn today? What can I give today? What can I receive today? and just making myself an open vessel to be able to know myself. Really working a lot of processing. As you know, Natalie, I work with Leslie Temple Thurston and Brad Laughlin of the Core Light organization, corelight.org.
Yeah.
And Leslie teaches a process of processing that's called Squares. Mm-hmm. That really allows you to go very deep into your most inner core issues that tend to get in the way of where we want to go and the things that we want to do, the visions that we have. What we found very frequently, especially in the work that we do with Whispering Energy, as you well know, Natalie, is that one of the things that I've found over the years is that vision without action is an illusion.
Yeah.
And so many people can hold visions, but they typically don't want to do the work that it takes to really make those visions come true. We found that a lot, especially with working with clients that have come from the law of attraction work or, you know, prosperity work, and they found in their work that they have spikes of abundance, mm-hmm. where they do really well for a little while and then they crash, and they do really well for a little while and they crash. And what we have found through heart-centered networking and Whispering Energy is that the only way to stop that, the only way to have sustainable, what we call sustainable abundance, is to be able to really go within and work and process anything that needs to be processed that's standing in the way of who you are and who, what you're here to do, what your purpose is here to do in this world.
Wow. That was a lot of stuff, and let me piggyback on some of it, okay? First of all, I'm going to just have to follow up on Core Light, Leslie, and Brad, because for anybody who's listening to the show today, I want to invite you to maybe switch on an upcoming Friday, the January 6th, to my show, which is called Chat with Natalie, because I will actually have the enormous honor, and I'm actually a little nervous about it, of having Core Light on my show to talk about some of the aspects that Malati just mentioned, processing, spiritual self-inquiry, and the things that prevent us from, I guess, being the light that we truly are. So I'm really excited about that. And it's a lot of hard work, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, it's almost, I hate to use the word sacrifice, but it's almost a sacrifice in many ways to be able to stay in alignment. And especially if you're teaching, if you're a teacher, if you're influencing other people, you know, I find that it's even more important for you to remain as clear as you possibly can in order to help and lead others, especially with all the times that we're in right now. And so I didn't know that you were going to have your show. That's amazing, and I would really highly recommend that anyone that's listening write that down and make sure that they don't miss that, because the work of Core Light has definitely changed my life in multitudes of ways in being able to really, you know, get real, just really get real.
Well, and I think the same goes for me as well. I mean, I've been doing this work just like you have for a long time, but there are still things that have been left unaddressed, or that for some reason or another keep coming back up because they're so, what's the term that Leslie uses, imprinted in us.
Imprinting,
and so in order to get rid of that, you really need to have a very good processing. And the other piece, of course, is, you know, that as teachers or as healers, whatever we want to call ourselves, whatever we do have, I think, an extra responsibility to be in that alignment and to be cleared and cleansed and not react, but just respond to some things from that peaceful place of inner harmony.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we found that, you know this, but we found that definitely through our work with heart-centered networking.
Right.
You know, we've had so many people that have come to us that have all these great big ideas and things that they want to do. And what we have found over the period of 5 years that we've been doing Whispering Energy now is that it's so much more. You know, Whispering Energy has obviously a reputation of being a social media outlet, if you will, you know, for people to come learn social media. And one of the things that, I don't know about you, Natalie, but I've really realized over the past couple of years is that what we really are doing has very little to do with social media.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe 80% of being successful in the world is about getting yourself into the truest alignment, the closest alignment to your truest soul essence, so that you can move from there. And it does, like you said earlier, it really takes a huge commitment. It takes a lot of dedication. It takes willingness to really look within, mm-hmm. and to find those triggers, to find those things that keep you from succeeding, to find those things that keep you from the abundance that the universe has to offer you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, the other thing that we've really found is that in collaboration, we can grow so much quicker than we ever have before. You know, I often say that it feels like in the past, in order to reach some sort of, you know, I don't know about the word enlightenment myself, but, you know, when you reach some, it's an ongoing process. But when you're really doing that kind of work, you realize very quickly that it does take a tremendous amount of commitment. It does take a tremendous amount of determination to work through.
And I want us to talk a lot more about whispering energy and collaboration. But for right now, we'll just take a quick break, and we will be right back. So please stay tuned to the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box diffused in English and French connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
just a guest host today on this show. Of course, I hope that maybe you will be inspired and also tune into my show every Friday on the Transformation Talk Network at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My show is called Chat with Natalie, and you notice that we're just chatting anyhow. That's just my style. And today I'm chatting with Malati Drew from Whispering Energy, at one point called the visionary, and I will always call her the visionary of Whispering Energy. And one thing that Whispering Energy does is help collaborate, help you come to a state of being where you are no longer afraid. If you're willing to go there, because
if you're not too scared to go there, yes.
So what do you mean when you say collaboration, Malati? Because a lot of people have different ideas about it, and we know that we still, fortunately or unfortunately, live in a world which is more determined by competition than collaboration.
Mm-hmm. I tell people, Natalie, you know, God bless you if you don't have competition in your life, but you know, I think that the vast majority of us were raised to compete. Mm-hmm. You know, from the time we were born, we've been raised to compete in all sorts of ways from school to classes to sports to college. You know, everything that we've done over the years has been about competing with others.
Right.
To get on top. And so this whole concept of collaboration is really foreign to most people. They can talk about it. I mean, as you know, right now, more than ever, so many people are talking about collaboration
and
it's
funny,
unity.
I have to interrupt you for a second, because when I hear the word collaboration, of course, I have my own thought processes in mind. And then when other people talk about collaboration, it's sort of like they want me to give 80% and they'll contribute a little bit, but they want me to do all the work, and I'm thinking, okay, I don't mind doing the work, but what's your part in all of this?
Well, the only way that collaboration can work, and, you know, I'm pretty certain I know the answer to this pretty clearly from the years of working with Whispering Energy, but the only way to truly collaborate is, first and foremost, all of the individuals in collaboration have got to stand individually in their own energy to be able to come forward and even experience this thing called collaboration. And that's what's so difficult about the whole situation. I mean, as you know, there's so many different layers of fear that come up when people join Whispering Energy. Fear of being seen, fear of speaking their truth, fear of living their purpose, fear of other people. You know, that's the other thing that's happened over the years is through all of the different levels of government and spirituality and even, you know, the financial systems, we have been taught to fear others over and over and over again in so many ways. We've been taught to fear other people's energy. We've been taught to fear people that are different from us. We've been taught to fear people that have a different skin color than us, you know. So years and years and years of separation, and here we find ourselves on the eve of 2012 and energy flowing through that most of us have never even experienced before. You know, the opportunities at this point for change, everything that's happening right now with the Occupy and all of the different revolutions that are going on in the world, you know, no doubt we are in the middle of one of the largest shifts in consciousness that most of us have ever experienced in our lifetime. And really, you know, I'm seeing more and more how heart-centered networking and the whole vision of Whispering Energy have been about, you know, really bringing people together in a safe, loving environment to be able to learn how to be in unity with each other, to learn how to collaborate with each other, to learn how to first and foremost, take care of your own side of the street. You know,
I think that's a really important aspect, Malati, because very often what I have seen since I joined Whispering Energy a few years ago is exactly what you mentioned in the beginning, and you sort of just that, you know, the people have to be in alignment with themselves, stand up for themselves. And then you started to talk about the importance of collaboration, helping each other, supporting each other. The biggest fear sometimes, it seems to me, is also related to the fear of oneself, of what an individual is actually capable of.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, because we have such, you know, limited perceptions of who we are and what we have the potential to do. Again, you know, the same reasons, because of all of the organizations that have that have taught us, you know, just to follow the norm or to, you know, not speak out or to, you know, not really fully stand in your power.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's time for that to end. It's really, really, really time for that to end. And, you know, I get so excited. I mean, you know, I get so passionate about this. I can't help myself around the fact that, you know, each and every individual is so beautiful and so special and so unique. And once you can, you know, as an individual, really learn to honor yourself. And for me, it's been really about honoring the source that moves through me.
Right.
You know, taking me out of the equation and just honoring the energy that moves through me, honoring the source that moves through me, and allowing that to shine in the world. And, you know, some of our lights shine brighter than others. There's no doubt about that. And I, you know, I kind of feel like my only responsibility at this point is to just shine my light as brightly as I possibly can. And in order to do that, that means that I've got to clear out the cobweb of the lantern.
Cobweb.
You know, I've got to clear out the cobwebs of the lantern so that my light can shine brightly. And I feel like that's been really my, you know, I've learned so much. Well, you and I, all of the people that have been part of Whispering Energy since the beginning, you know, it's not been an easy road at all. It's not something that's easy at all, because you've constantly had to show up. Oh, it's totally worth it. But you
have
to really show up.
I mean, we keep stressing how difficult and how much sacrifice, but I want to just throw in, it is so much worth it.
Well, you know, it's hard for people to even imagine what their life could be like in collaboration, you know, in really uplifting each other and finding the balance in it. I mean, that's, you know, the trick that we've really been working with for years is just really finding the balance in collaboration in so many different levels of it, you know, of not enabling others and, you know, taking responsibility for yourself and uplifting yourself first and, you know, and then uplifting others. And, you know, many people come with the concept that, you know, they're here to save the world, and we have learned very quickly, well, not quickly enough, I guess. But sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. We have really learned that, you know, none of us can save the world. All that we can do is take care of ourselves, period. You know, we can really process, remove anything that stands between us and our own divinity, which stands between us and shining our light as brightly as we possibly can. And then as, you know, as we clear more and more, we become this beacon of light that illuminates the path for others, you know, just so that others can see the way. Like, you know, we just did the program, this huge program called the Revolution for Evolution, where we learned
we learned a whole lot, actually, and I think we may have lost Melody, but since I participated in the Revolution for Evolution, it is one of those amazing programs where major spiritual leaders from all over the United States, and I want to say from the world, came together, and it was an amazing gathering, last 55 days. We had 3 meetings each week on webinars, and we just learned, and everybody was teaching, and everybody was learning, and it was just, it was truly amazing. People ranging from Caroline Mays to Andrew Harvey to Tina von Leuven to Nicola Koresh, a whole huge range of people who have been with Whispering Energy or collaborating with Whispering Energy for an amazing time. And Whispering Energy, for those of you who are maybe not familiar with it, you can actually find and I'm going to say us, because I have become, I guess, one of the people working with Whispering Energy quite a bit. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in Whispering Energy or www.facebook.com/WE Collaboration. And when you go to that website, and it's just called Whispering Energy, you will see what Malati was also trying to explain just now. It's an open site, and very important, it is open, open walls, as we call it. It is open, and people share themselves, people share how they are uplifting themselves, and thereby helping to uplift others. And another aspect that you notice when you go on the page is the huge variety of people. You cannot say that there's just one or two people. Right now, there are almost 8,000 people coming to the Whispering Energy page and just sharing. Because it is a network of grace, as we are calling it as well. Network of grace, meaning the love and support that Malati was mentioning. You come on this page and you will find love and support. So come and join us on that page sometime if you want. We are going to go on a little break and get Malati back as soon as we can somewhere on the road in Texas. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and stay with us until we come back after the break.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
If not today, one day you will need chiropractic care. Before you choose one, get a copy of this special report, 5 Keys to Selecting the Right Chiropractor, available free, and you can read it in about 6 minutes. Get the care you need, when you need it, from the right chiropractor. Visit wellness1.net or call toll-free 866-499-7509. Go to wellness1.net or call 866-499-7509.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
And
welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Natalie, just guest hosting for Dr. Pat, who's on a well-deserved vacation this time around. Today, if you have been listening already, I have Malati Drew, the visionary of Whispering Energy, with me. And she is in Texas, so we're a little on and off with the solar flares and everything else that's going on. Malati, just before the break, we talked about Whispering Energy and collaboration a little bit. There's something else that you have mentioned a number of times, and that is heart-centered networking and social media. And I'm just going to say, a lot of people say that they're social media experts. And when I look at their Twitter, which I did yesterday for a friend who is paying somebody for a social media expert, and she has 34 followers, has had 34 followers for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and there is a tweet maybe once or twice a day. And that person, of course, is considered to have a social media expert. How does heart-centered networking, in your point of view, differ from that?
Oh, my Lord. Well, I tell people, Natalie, if anybody calls them a social media expert, run very quickly. run the opposite direction because, you know, I've been doing this social media thing for 5 years, and there's no way that I could ever even begin to call myself an expert because of the fact that everything changes daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Facebook, Twitter, everything is growing so fast and so quick, and they're constantly making improvements. They're constantly doing things. And, I mean, you really got to be on top of it to keep up with everything that's going. And the truth is that, you know, it's really just a process. And heart-centered networking has very little to do with social media. That's the great part about it. You know, what I've gotten, especially this past year, and being able to do everything that I've done in this past year and work with as many people as I've been able to work with, is what we're really finding is that we have this 80-20 rule, and we're really finding that heart-centered networking is really only about 20% social media, because what I realized, those of you that know I absolutely positively love my statistics. My statistics are pretty...
I love my
statistics. And one of the things that we noticed is that literally people's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter and shorter as we are moving into 2012. I personally believe that as we move further towards December 21st, 2012, that we're going to see even shorter attention span in people, because people are, you know, in the middle of the chaos. They're in the middle of the hype. They're in the middle of the fear. They're in the middle of everything that's going on around them. And what we are finding is that a little over a year ago, for example, if you looked at the national hold time on a website, which basically means the time somebody logs onto your website and stays there.
Okay.
The national average was 60 seconds, okay? And that's a lot. It may not sound like a lot to most of the people that are listening, but if you think that there are bazillions of websites out there,
right?
And you know, 60 seconds is a long time. And so what I found, because I'm very lucky, I have access to hundreds of people's Google Analytics, and I love looking at the numbers. I love seeing what's really happening, what's really occurring, because if you know how to do that, you can make shifts and changes very fast.
Right.
You know, if you're really paying attention to the details, you can make shifts very quickly. That's why Whispering Energy has grown as fast as it has. But what I found, Natalie, was that after the Japan earthquake, the attention span went all the way down to 22 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, that's
a blink of an eye.
That is drastic. And so what I realized at that point is that we have to get things as simple as possible. And so that's really what heart-centered networking is built off of, is this very simple platform. I even, after I saw that, I even wanted to make it more simple than it was to begin with. So that's one of the reasons in heart-centered networking that we only deal with Facebook and Twitter. When I first started this, I was working with 17 individual clients, and, you know, they wanted everything. They wanted LinkedIn, and they wanted MySpace, and they wanted Facebook, and they wanted, you know, there's a million different applications. There's a million different programs out there that you can use in social media. Well, you know, here I am trying to do my best, and so I signed up for all these accounts for all these people. And what I found out from doing that, Natalie, was that the only place that energy truly moves, the only place that there's a return on your investment and on your time, is Facebook and Twitter. That's where the energy moves. You know, Twitter, you and I were just talking about it during the break. Twitter is possibly the most powerful tool that we've ever seen in at least my lifetime for marketing and promotion, if you really know how to use it. But again, Twitter is also one of those things that will bring people the quickest of anything I've ever seen up against their fears.
Right.
Because of the fact that you cannot control Twitter.
Now,
you know,
now,
Facebook, you have a modicum of control. Twitter, you have no control.
The other thing that, I sometimes wonder is, because, you know, I've also tried out all the other sites, whether it's, you know, other spiritual network sites or, of course, LinkedIn, which is big, even an aspect of Facebook, which was Branch Out. And you look at it, and it seems to me that when people don't use Facebook the heart-centered way, energy on their pages is not moving. So they get scared. They think I'm doing something wrong. And then they fall back onto what everybody else is telling them to do, which is go everywhere and, well, like you always say, chase 20 rabbits instead of one.
Well, that's a Confucius quote that I recently saw. Tina had it posted on one of her pages, and I saw that, and I thought that was just super fantastic. Yeah. The quote was, something like, he who chases two rabbits catches neither one.
Right.
And it was absolutely perfect because it was when I was really streamlining the heart-centered networking process again. Because as we move further and further into 2012, like I said, what I believe that we are seeing, what we have seen from since the Japan earthquake is post-traumatic stress syndrome. And, you know, again, God bless you if you don't suffer from that. But I believe that each of us in our own way have a flavor of that within ourselves, and whether we're aware of it or not. And one of the things that's happening with that is that people are going into overwhelm very quickly, because time is speeding up. If you haven't noticed, time is speeding up. Time is flying by right now, faster than ever before, with all of the powerful energies that we're feeling. I mean, you mentioned at the top of the hour about the solar flares that are happening right now. You know, if you don't think that those don't affect you, then, you know, you got some research to do, because they do.
That's putting it nicely.
You. You know, if those things knock the satellites out, trust me, your bodies are going to feel this kind of, you know, this energy. And most people don't know what the energy is. They don't understand what the energy is. And so they act out. They have these bursts of anger, you know, or sadness that's just really unexplainable to them. And, I mean, so we work with things like that in heart-centered networking. You know, we really try to help educate people as much as possible, help people take responsibility for themselves and their actions and the energy that they're putting out into the world. And, you know, you mentioned something just a minute ago that I wanted to touch on, because it's really important. And that is the fact, you know, that if you're not clear when you step into social media, if you're still full of fear, guess what? It's going to come back at you. It truly will.
It's going to smack you in the face.
It will smack you. And, you know, that's when most people say, oh, well, this is stupid, and why do I want to be here? You know, people, you know, they join and we convince them to shine their light as bright as they can. And if they haven't cleared up fears, they get this little bounce back. You know, they get this energy that sort of bounces back at them. And what we've learned in heart-centered networking, which is beautiful, Natalie, is that if you just keep shining your light, if you just keep putting out, you know, part of what we do in Whispering Energy and heart-centered networking is we have this commitment to what we originally called the 80-20 rule. We put nothing but love, light, and education out into the world 80% of the time. And then 20% of the time we ask for what it is that we want. You know, go to my website, take my class, buy my book, whatever it is that you have to offer the world. And what we have found out of this whole process, it's so simple, Natalie. I mean, it really is. When I look back at it, I think, gosh, I really tried to make this complicated so many times through my own ego. But every time, if I pull myself back to the original vision of Whispering Energy, it's very simple. You know, it's usually simple. And what we found is that by by putting out that 80% of love, light, and education into Facebook and especially Twitter, it's kind of like a moth to a flame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literally, it's like a moth to a flame, and you find that you attract so many more people by putting out that love, light, and education than you would if you were doing the opposite, which is what the majority of people are doing in the world right now.
Right.
Ever since 2008, when we had this last lovely little financial fiasco that we're in right now.
Lovely fiasco.
People literally just completely flipped out. And when people flip out over money, what they tend to do is market from fear.
Right.
And so, you know, they're constantly pushing. They're constantly buy now, take this class. You know, this is going to save your life. This is going to change everything. You're going to make $1 million. You know, you're seeing more and more and more of that. That's happening in the world right now. And the truth is that we've done, the clients, the collaborators in Whispering Energy, have actually done okay through this whole process. Some less than others, but we've all kept moving along when so many mm-hmm. people are bottom up right now because of the fact that we've been dedicated to putting out that love, light, and education into the world. Being able to ask what we want and already have built this relationship with people in love, you know, in a different paradigm than they're used to, for sure.
And then I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other things that you are involved in, but we're going to go to a short break, so please, everybody, stay tuned to the Dr. Pat Show. We will be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself, so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Real, profound, and inspiring conversations with two passionate Canadian women on a mission to spread and infuse the essence of gratitude around the world. Experience our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com and express abundance in all areas of life using our 365 messages of gratitude, journal, mandala, and our origami box. Plant the seed of gratitude and watch it transform all that it touches. Are you ready to let gratitude emerge from your hearts? Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
To the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Natalie, just guest hosting today with the amazing Malati Drew as my guest. Malati and I have been talking about whispering energy because she is the visionary, and we've been talking about heart-centered networking, a way to really help you and others shine in a very supportive networking way. One aspect of heart-centered networking, other than that Malati developed it, is that we have made a couple of little changes to it. And I just wanted to know, Malati, what you think about that one major change that Tina van Leeuwen and I did, inspired mostly by Tina, and that is that energy alignment. How does that resonate with you, that aspect of the new heart-centered networking classes?
Oh, Lord. Well, you know, originally in the original vision of Whispering Energy, Natalie, energy management, energy alignment was one of the four cornerstones of Whispering Energy in the original vision that I was given, which was social media, which I knew nothing about at the time, advanced technology, which we have lots of in Whispering Energy, business basics, which I knew lots about that. I was comfortable with teaching that. And energy management. And so when we first started out Whispering Energy 5 years ago, we included energy management as part of everything that we did. And then somehow or another, we sort of managed to get off of that. And then when we started working again with Leslie Temple Thurston and Brad Laughlin of Core Light, I think we were all just sort of sparked again to the fact that energy management is the most important piece of heart-centered networking, because if you can't maintain balance, if you can't hold your center, then you cannot have sustainable abundance. And again, you know, we learned that from so many people joining Whispering Energy, from the law of attraction, that sort of thing, you know, and they would come to me and they would be like, well, I'm doing all my affirmations and I'm learning, you know, I'm constantly being positive and I'm doing my vision board and all this kind of stuff, and why is it not working?
Right.
And so that really brought us back to the importance of energy management and really clearing up your side of the street, you know, going deeply within and finding out what it is in you, you know, what experiences have you had, what belief systems do you hold, still yet, unconscious or conscious, that have to be cleared. You know, you got to take care of these things, or you're going to just be doing them over and over and over again in order to have sustainable abundance now, right now, you know, to be able to hold that energy and not sabotage yourself. I mean, that's the thing that most people never take a look at, is why am I sabotaging myself? You know, the tendency is to blame it on anything outside of yourself.
Right.
And what we have found in heart-centered networking is that there's nobody to blame. You know, you've got to go inside of you and really dig deep and do some processing work and look and see, why do these things keep happening? You know, why do I keep doing really well and then fail? You know, why can't I hold any kind of sustainability in my life? Why are all these ups and downs? And so, you know, learning the energy management part and working very, you know, very clearly in a very defined way through processing these beliefs and ideas and things that we've held or that we came with, you know, that's from our childhood, other lifetimes, if you believe in that. And from that point, really finding your own center, really finding your own balance. And, you know, one thing that, the last thing I'd say about that, Natalie, is one of the most important things that I've learned in Whispering Energy is that the most important thing that you can do is believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, as I have learned to believe in myself, as I have learned to love myself from the process of heart-centered networking, from the process
of being part of the Whispering Energy Collaboration and learning to not only give, because many of us, I'm sure many of the people that are listening right now, are really good givers. Mm-hmm. You know, we can give. We are some giving fools. However, there's no sustainability in only giving.
Right.
We have to learn how to receive. And I know for myself personally that I had no concept of how to receive because I didn't love myself. Mm-hmm. And until you can learn to love yourself, until you can learn to believe in yourself, then those things are not going to stick around. That's why you're going to have the ups and downs. And as I've learned to love myself, as I've learned to really, truly believe in myself and to honor the source, the energy, whatever you want to call it, whatever works for you that moves through me, then I have been able to come and stand side by side with mm-hmm. people all around the world in collaboration, cleanly, clearly, with very defined boundaries of this is who I am, this is what I have to offer, and to stand beside you, Natalie, to move forward with the same big picture. Everyone in Whispering Energy, I believe, has the same big picture of unity consciousness. That's it. That's just the big picture of
that's
what we do.
That's a huge picture.
That is a huge picture of what we do. And then, we use the immense power of social media to be able to do that, to be able to reach the masses. I tell people often, I swear I'll shut up after this, I tell people often that if you're thinking about taking heart-centered networking, which I know you and Tina have some classes coming up soon, Natalie, I hope you'll mention that. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about joining Whispering Energy and taking some heart-centered classes, I ask people just to really, get within yourself, go spend some quiet time and really think before you sign up for this. And if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what you have to offer, that what comes through you is to reach the masses right here, right now, in this incredible time that we're living in, then you are in the right place. Because that's what Whispering Energy and heart-centered networking are about. Knowing that you have a message to put out into the world. Knowing that you can join together with others. And that's the beauty of collaboration is, and I know we don't have a lot of time, I was going to tell the story about what happened yesterday. We had somebody that wrote us just recently and asked to be removed because she had just noticed after like a year or so of being with us, that one of the things that we do in Whispering Energy and collaboration, especially in using Twitter, is we uplift each other.
Right.
We have a system that allows us to, for instance, if you have classes going on, I will run my classes, your classes through my site.
Right.
And everybody else is in the collaboration. If I have a class going on, likewise. And so we're all uplifting each other. The difference in that is, I think most people are stuck at the glass ceiling on Twitter, so that means they only have 2,000 people following them.
Mm-hmm.
If you join in collaboration, you can reach 500,000 people with one click.
Which is fun.
Which is fabulous. That's why we've done so well, is because we've been able to learn very quickly that if we each individually stand in our own unique energy and then bring those energies together,
mm-hmm.
the power of that is immense.
And, the power of that is immense. And we ran out of time to talk about what you're doing now, which is
what I would say is I've shifted gears just a little bit, and that took a lot of prayer and time and meditation, and I've actually joined and formed a partnership with a company called Blue Water Alchemy. You can look that up online, bluewateralchemy.com. And we actually produce something that's called Orumus, O-R-M-U-S. And the reason that I did that is because it definitely affects consciousness. It definitely affects people's healing, their bodies, their consciousness, everything. And I have really put my energy and my effort in behind Blue Water Alchemy and beside Blue Water Alchemy in this Orumus. And with that, Natalie, I wanted to, people can go to Blue Water Alchemy. And we are offering a special 20% off for anyone that's listening to this call. The coupon code is Dr. Pat, all capital letters. So if you want to try the Ormus, you can put in your coupon code Dr. Pat, all capital letters, and that will automatically give you 20% off so that you can try this new thing that I'm dedicating my life to at the moment.
And to piggyback on that, if somebody's not quite sure what Ormus is, I am actually running an encore show that I recorded with Scott Stevens from The Water Alchemy tomorrow at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Trouble.